This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Climate impacts worry Californians more. DWR approves more groundwater plans and pesticide incident data now public. Rice Country gets groundwater green light. The Department of Water Resources approved 10 more plans under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act yesterday. One plan spans a large portion of the Sacramento Valley. The five groundwater agencies involved in the plan celebrated opening a new chapter in the SGMA saga. Groundwater levels in the northern subbasin of the American River have been stable since the mid-1990s, according to the plan. The formula for success involves a conjunctive relationship between pumping and diverting surface water. The aquifer has enough capacity to fill Folsom Lake twice that, according to the Regional Water Authority. Irrigation districts pull water from rivers and lakes in the wet years and recharge the aquifer through flood irrigation. They use more groundwater in the dry years, preserving the limited surface water for environmental benefits in the river and for the delta, and support communities with drinking water. Californians more concerned about climate impacts. A poll conducted by the Public Policy Institute of California has found that residents are increasingly concerned about heat waves and flooding. Three out of four respondents believe climate change contributes to extreme weather. About 85% are concerned about heat waves growing more severe due to climate impacts, up slightly from last year. More than half are now very concerned about it, though just 27% of Republicans fit that category, compared to 69% of Democrats. Concern over flooding hit an all-time high this year at 69%, up from 56% just 10 years ago. Strong majorities are also concerned about more severe droughts and wildfires that due to climate change, though the numbers have changed little in recent years. While a Dale bill would help specialty crop growers afford automation. A House bill introduced yesterday would address one of the top farm bill goals for specialty crop growers by setting up a grant program to ease the cost of adopting automation in their operations. California Republican David Valadao's bill would set up a grant program run by USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service that would fund purchases and training for mechanized or automated systems and tools. Grant recipients would have to match at least 50% of the funding they receive. The bill addresses one of the principal farm bill priorities of the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance, which is pushing for a reimbursement-based cost-share program within USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service exclusively for specialty crop producers who are seeking to increase efficiency by investing in mechanized and automated agri-tools. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm bill future left hanging amid spending showdown. Lawmakers are starting their long summer recess, leaving behind fresh questions about the timeline for a new farm bill. House Republican leaders want to pass two of the 12 fiscal 24 bills this week, but they had to punt on the USDA-FDA funding measure when they were unable to satisfy the demands of hardline conservatives for deeper cuts. The House isn't back in session until September 12th and has only a dozen workdays scheduled before the new fiscal year starts October 1. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania acknowledged He isn't going to schedule action on a farm bill until he's sure there is time on the floor to consider it. And the story, much the same in the Senate. The ranking Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, says the appropriation process will take priority over the farm bill. The tyranny of the urgent is going to be getting the appropriation bills done, he said. Even though some programs in the 2018 bill will expire September 30th, as a practical matter, lawmakers have until 2024 before they will need to pass an extension. That's when a 1949 law would kick in and require USDA to start taking steps to drive up dairy prices. Bozeman said, quote, "We've got several months of grace time." Now, by the way, nearly 190 amendments have been proposed for the USDA funding bill. Some are likely to reappear again when the farm bill hits the floor, such as proposals attacking checkoff programs or sugar policy. That, according to House Ag member Dusty Johnson, South Dakota Republican who's close to GOP leadership. "I'm pretty confident that an overwhelming majority of the House is going to be opposed to more aggressive policy changes like that," Johnson says in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. Newsmakers to be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Pesticide incident data available to public for the first time. The EPA is making pesticide incident data publicly available for the first time. The information includes 10 years worth of reports on incidents involving adverse effects or product defects, to name two examples of the compiled reports. EPA touts the move as a major step that to increase transparency, but the website housing the data also contains a warning. EPA says it has, quote, "limited confidence in the accuracy and validity of the data because the data entries are reports of one or more individuals' perspective of what happened. Caution should be used when analyzing these data, as EPA does not guarantee the completeness or accuracy of the contents of the incident data system," the agency said. The data contains more than 62,000 incidents beginning in 2013. Finally, here's today's He Said It. "We are optimistic the Western Joshua Tree Conservation Act will have positive and lasting effects." That Chuck Bonham, California Department of Fish and Wildlife Director, announcing the administration is starting to implement Governor Newsom's trailer bill on fast-tracking environmental permits for solar farms near the succulents. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 28th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.